Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair One, live from downtown Marion on a snowy Wednesday afternoon. Boy, had a little bit of snow showers, straight up snow showers coming down in Waldo and on the way in. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas for sure out there. And I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of snow, especially when it accumulates on the roads. But 423 coming in looked pretty good. Not too bad. I did see a salt truck out, so that was all right. But anyhow, we are here and ready to go. We've got some trivia on the table for today, as usual. Hey, I went to the Zoo Lights, the Columbus Zoo Lights, last week, I think last Thursday, yeah, and they are absolutely beautiful, I'll tell you what. And then while I was there, I had some of the best hot chocolate that you ever could have. I'll tell you what, it was some great hot chocolate. I got a peppermint hot chocolate, and it was absolutely delicious. The only downside of the whole night is we didn't get to ride the little train around. It was down for repairs. But other than that, we had a wonderful experience at the Columbus Zoo. So if you get to go with your family, why, go ahead and do so. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but Wendy's, if you ordered a combo meal, Wendy's was giving away a coupon to get in for just $10. So that's what we did. We got a coupon from Wendy's and got in for just $10. So there's a way to do it. And of course, here at WWGH Radio, I believe on Scott's program and maybe Charlie's program, they were giving away some zoo tickets as well. So you can keep it right here to 107.1 FM on their programs and maybe win some zoo tickets when they're on the air. Well, you know, Christmas time brings back a lot of memories, and I was going down memory lane today. And I remember one Christmas, it was so warm, we opened our presents and we all got new bikes for Christmas. And that Christmas, it was like 60-some degrees Christmas Day, and Dad put the bikes together, and we got to go on a bike ride on Christmas Day. I'll never forget that. My bike was a bright red bike, and I rode it for years and years and years. Of course, in the summertime, us boys, I have two brothers, us boys, we lived on those bikes. we just rode and rode and rode. And then also I was thinking when my grandma was living, we'd all get together and I would play Santa Claus and pass out all the gifts. And that was always a lot of fun to play Santa Claus. Grandma and me, we played Santa. And then just getting together with family and friends is always a lot of fun on Christmas. So I hope you're having a good holiday season. And I also am aware there's a lot of people that this is a tough time of year, and I'll send up a prayer for those of you out there that's having a tough time with this holiday season, because I know seeing on Facebook with a lot of my Facebook friends, there are some that, you know, loved ones have passed away, and this is a tough time, you know, the first year without a loved one or, you know, several years, so that can be tough as well. One more thing I want to pass along to you before we get to the trivia. You can send a letter to Santa, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And if you'd like to do a Christmas card exchange, you can send a Christmas card here to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Send us a Christmas card, and if your address is in the return section of the envelope, we will send you a Christmas card back, and we'll do a little Christmas card exchange. Well, the studio is all decorated. We've got the Christmas lights on today. I found the switch, so I flipped the switch, and we've got all the Christmas tree. The official WWGH Christmas tree is lit during the program here. So we are all Christmastized today. Well, today I'm giving away a $5 gift card to Dollar Tree for the winner of our trivia questions today. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call and try to answer a trivia question, okay? That's all you have to do. But first of all, I'm going to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. Now to the trivia. All right, like I said, all you have to do is call and try to answer a trivia question. We'll put you in a drawing for this $5 gift card to Dollar Tree, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll draw a winner. 740-383-9944 is the phone number, and here is the first question. Da-da-da-da-da. Why do bats hang upside down? Why do bats hang upside down? We have a few wildlife questions since I went to the zoo. Didn't see very many animals, but what is the slowest mammal on Earth? What is the slowest mammal on Earth? 740-383-9944. Where are a dog's sweat glands located? Where are a dog's sweat glands located? What animal likes to eat skunks? What animal likes to eat skunks? If an animal has a lower body temperature, then it might be doing what? If an animal has a lower body temperature, then it might be doing what? 740-383-9944. The albatross, a large seabird, can sleep while doing what? The albatross, a large seabird, can sleep while doing what? This dog breed is known for rescuing lost hikers in the deep snow of the Swiss Alps. Or rescuing people in general, I should say. Got our first call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Ace?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm here. I took a little break. I'm fixing supper. I took a break so I can listen to you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. That's awful nice of you.
Right. An animal, the temperature is low, they're hibernating.
Yes, if the animal's body temperature is low, they're hibernating. That is right.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I can answer a couple of them, so I'll let somebody else talk.
Okay. All right, Bob. Well, we have officially got you in the drawing.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, you enjoy this holiday season, all right, buddy?
You too.
Okay.
And yours. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. First question answered here at 740-383-9944. Which body part does a mouse use to keep its balance? Which body part does a mouse use to keep its balance? What does a mosquito use its antenna for? What does a mosquito use its antenna for? What animal protects itself by rolling up into a ball? What animal protects itself by rolling up into a ball? They have one answer down here, but there might be more than one type of animal that does that. Which animal's brain can fit into a half a tablespoon? Which animal's brain can fit into a half a tablespoon? And the last trivia question for now. A group of bees is called a what? A group of bees is called a what? 740-383-9944. If you know the answers to any of these trivia questions, give me a call, and I will put your name in the drawing for $4.55 this afternoon, and we're giving away a $5 gift card to the Dollar Tree. All right. Well, it is time for some offbeat news. An Idaho man with more than 100 Guinness World Records to his name scored another title for longest time keeping two balloons in the air with his head. David Rush, who breaks Guinness records to promote STEM education, used his head to juggle the two balloons for 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Got another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, bats hang upside down to hide from predators.
Yes, that's right. They sure do. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
You got snow in your area?
Well, we've had a few flurries off and on.
Yeah.
That's all.
I guess it's the time of the year for it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. When I was a kid, I loved it, but now I can sort of do without it when I have to be out in it.
Yeah, me too. You have to get out in it if you don't like it.
Right. I just like to stay in and look out at it and just stay warm.
Right.
All righty, sir. I have you in the drawing.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you have a good evening now.
All right. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, David Avery checking in with us this afternoon. Okay, this fella that juggled balloons with his head for over 3 minutes, David Rush. The time was enough to beat the previous record, which was 1 minute and 9 seconds. He again did it for 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Rush said he had to alternate between two balloons to conform to Guinness rules, and the feat was difficult because the balloons would occasionally bounce off one another in the air. But he did it. Another world record for Mr. David Rush. He's got a bunch of them. I think he's, it did say, over 100 world records. Yes, indeed. Now this, a Japanese city was awarded a Guinness World Record for decorating a large Christmas tree with 51,626 message cards authored by local children. The city of Moriyama said children from local schools and daycare centers were asked to write down their wishes for the city and themselves on 3.7-inch reflective cards, and the cards were then attached to the nearly 100-foot-tall Christmas tree at Nakasu Elementary School. A Guinness rep was on hand Sunday to inspect the tree and present a certificate to local officials for being the home of the Christmas tree with the largest number of notes attached. The project was timed to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the former town being officially dubbed a city. Officials said the cards will remain on the tree until December 26, and they will then be placed in a time capsule. So there you go, 51,000 message cards on a Christmas tree. Animal rescuers in Las Vegas said they are trying to capture pigeons spotted wandering with tiny cowboy hats on their heads. A video posted to Facebook by Bobby Lee shows a group of pigeons foraging in a Las Vegas parking lot near Tropicana Avenue and Maryland Parkway, and some of the birds are wearing little red cowboy hats. Maria Hillman, who runs animal rescue group Lofty Hopes, said she is concerned about the welfare of the pigeons. "At first I was like, that's cute," Hillman told KVU-TV. "Then I was like, wait a minute, how did they get those hats on there?" Hillman said she is hoping to capture the pigeons and remove the hats. Boy, wonder who caught the pigeons and put those hats on there. That pigeon's not an easy bird to catch. I remember one time when we were in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee on vacation. My grandpa, he caught a pigeon, and he was just grinning ear to ear, and he caught it. The pigeon just sat there in his hands, didn't try to peck him or anything, and he just held it for a few minutes, and I think we took a picture, and that was about the end of it. He let it go, and I'll never forget that, him catching that pigeon. That was so funny. Well, it's coming up on break time already here at the bottom of the hour. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1 on this December the 11th, 2019. Glad you're tuned in. Hope you're being safe as you're out and about, or if you're home relaxing, I hope you're staying warm. Maybe turn that heat up a little bit, turn that furnace up a little bit so your house stays. I don't know, I like to keep my house about 69 degrees. That's where I usually keep it. Trying to keep it about all year round. 69 degrees is a pretty good temperature, I think. All right, my email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Feel free to send me anything. I would love to get your email for sure. We'll be back after these words here on 107.1 FM. We are WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Bring us some figgy pudding. We always hear that at Christmas. What is figgy pudding?
Well, figgy pudding is a type of Christmas pudding which was originally made with figs. It may be baked, steamed in the oven, boiled, or fried.
Wow, Charlie, that was detailed. How do you know so much about figgy pudding?
Well, I've got a smartphone.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, and we are here with On This Day in History. December the 11th, in the year 1719, the first recorded sighting of the Aurora Borealis took place in New England. 1769, Edward Buran of London patented the Venetian blinds. 1792, Francis King Louis went before the convention, which had replaced the National Assembly, to face charges of treason. He was convicted and condemned and was sent to the guillotine the following January. 1816 on this date, Indiana was admitted to the Union as the 19th American state. 1844, Dr. Horace Wells became the first person to have a tooth extracted after receiving an anesthetic for the dental procedure. Nitrous oxide or laughing gas was the anesthetic used. 1872, Pinky Benton Stewart Pinchback became America's first black governor when he took office as acting governor of Louisiana. 1882 on this date, Boston's Bayou Theater had its first performance. It was the first American playhouse lit exclusively by electricity. 1894, the world's first motor show opened in Paris with 9 exhibitors. 1928 in Buenos Aires, police thwarted an attempt on the life of President-elect Herbert Hoover. And in 1930, the Bank of the United States in New York failed. And that's what happened on this day in history, on this December the 11th. Now you know, so you can impress all your friends with your knowledge of what happened on this day, right? If you can remember all that. Okay, it is time for some more trivia. See if we can get some more questions answered. We have two callers in the drawing so far, so your odds to win are pretty good. So call and try to answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing for a $5 gift card to Dollar Tree. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a name. What is the slowest mammal on Earth? What is the slowest mammal on Earth? Where are a dog's sweat glands located? Where are a dog's sweat glands located? What animal likes to eat skunks? What animal likes to eat skunks? The albatross, a large seabird, can sleep while doing what? The albatross, a large seabird, can sleep while doing what? This dog breed is known for rescuing lost hikers in the deep snow of the Swiss Alps. Hi, we're on the air. No, we're not. Hi, we're on the air. Seems like this happened last week. Nope. Nobody there. Well, the phone was ringing, so if you try to call, give me a call back. 740-383-9944. A mystery call. Yes, indeed. Which body part does a mouse use to keep its balance? Which body part does a mouse use to keep its balance? What does a mosquito use its antenna for? What does a mosquito use its antenna for? What animal protects itself by rolling up into a ball? What animal protects itself by rolling up into a ball? Which animal's brain can fit into a half a tablespoon? Which animal's brain can fit into a half a tablespoon? Another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, Ernie?
Good.
Good.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I think a dog's sweat glands are in his tongue.
Yeah, let me see. I believe you're right. Let me pull that up here.
Yeah, that's why they pant. That's why they pant all the time.
That's why they pant, and they sweat out the tongue, don't they?
Yep.
Well, are you ready for this holiday season?
Well, I might just be ready because it's coming.
It is coming quick, isn't
quick,
it?
Quick, right. Yeah, with a short time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's coming around quick.
Yeah. You enjoying this snow today?
No, I'm not.
No, me neither.
No, I had to get the broom out. And I walked outside and I says, what's going on here anyway?
Yeah. I didn't recall it being in the forecast,
was it?
I don't
think it was. No.
No, I don't remember. Yeah, it kind of caught everybody by surprise.
I think so.
I hope no accumulation, though. Cause
I really
don't want to get the snow shovel out.
No,
and shovel
I'm not ready
everything.
For that yet.
No.
I got to creep into that.
Right.
they got to tell me in advance if I'm going to need to get the snow shovel out.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
All right. Thanks for listening and calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Ernie Brees right there giving us a phone call here at 740-383-9944. Okay, and then let's see, where were we? A group of bees is called a what? A group of bees is called a what? Can you answer me that one? Okay, here's a fun one. It's illegal to chew gum on the public transit trains in which city? It's illegal to chew gum on the public transit trains in which city? Another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Porcupine.
All right. Porcupine is which one? The one that eats skunks or the one that rolls into a ball?
Rolls into a ball.
Rolls into a ball. Yep, you are. Oh. You are right. And what is your name, buddy?
Noah.
How are you doing, Noah?
Good.
Good. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
What are you asking Santa for?
For a big phone digger.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope you get it, all right?
Right.
Okay, well, you have a good day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right. One of the younger members of the audience checking in here. We'll get Noah signed up for the drawing here. It's 740-383-9944. Yet another question answered. Hey, give us a call here and get signed up for this $5 gift card to Dollar Tree. Hey, $5. That'll give you five different things. Well, I guess you got to take tax into consideration. So maybe four different things if you want the gift card to cover everything, if you want tax. But anyhow, you can go on a little spree to Dollar Tree, right? How's that? Spree to Dollar Tree. Another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, the question to the slowest mammal on Earth.
Yes.
Is a sloth.
It is a sloth, yes indeed. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. And
how are you?
I'm doing fantastic today. Are you enjoying the snow?
It'd be nice if it was a little warmer.
I would take that too. This
it's
time
cold snow.
Yeah. I was looking at on some of my memories on Facebook and about 3 or 4 years ago, I was in Myrtle Beach this time of year. That would be nice.
It would. My cousins are making everybody jealous about the 75, 80 degree temperatures they're having in South Florida.
Oh, yeah, boy. That'd be great. Well, what is your name? And I'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Chris.
Chris. All right. All right, Chris, we have got you signed up, and I appreciate your phone call today.
I appreciate you answering.
All right, well, you have a fantastic holiday and a wonderful evening.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, all righty. Like to see those phones light up. You light up my life, right? Was that a song? I don't even know if that was a song. Maybe I just made that up. Who knows? Well, it's time to tell you about some castles here in Ohio. Yeah, I've got time to tell you this before the next break. This story from West Liberty. The Pyatt brothers literally made their homes castles. First up is the castle Macacheek, yeah, a.k.a. Cheek, constructed in the mid-1880s by General Abram S. and Eleanor W. Pyatt. It has remained in the family for five generations, a three-story Gothic Revival limestone edifice that sits atop a hill. Although the Pyatts no longer reside there, you'll find many of the family heirlooms, pictures, and furniture, along with elegant wood floors, paneling, and staircases, all of which have been lovingly maintained. Standouts include horsehair stuffed couches and chairs, furniture, and military memorabilia dating back to the Revolutionary War, and Native American artifacts. Round two, and just down the road about a mile, is the Flemish-style Macochee Castle, a.k.a. Chi. Kind of neat that they name these such unique names. Originally part of the family home, it was expanded in 1881 by older brother Don, a well-known journalist and poet, and his wife Ella. The larger of the two, it is located on top of a higher knoll than Cheek, an architectural nod to the importance of birth order. However, there's no signage for parking, and woe be it to those who make the mistake of driving their vehicle directly up to the home. Good luck backing down the narrow driveway. Because it was out of the family for 60 years, Chi did not receive the love that makes such family residences living heirlooms, despite the fact that it has similar woodwork and interior decoration. From 1899 to 1945, it served as a health spa, a grain elevator, and finally an art gallery. Subsequently, it's somewhat gloomy with falling plaster and other signs of deterioration. Still, there are plenty of books and slightly dusty crannies to explore, and it boasts one of Logan County's first water closets, a precursor to the flush toilet. Both castles have imposing architecture, which painted with frescoes by noted French artist Oliver Frey. Both are on the National Register of Historic Places and run by the family-owned foundation, and one castle is decorated for the holidays as well. Time to take another break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond.
Oh, I'm writing my letter to Santa, Santa Claus. Post Office Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
Yes, that's Santa's address. I wonder why he gets his mail in Indiana.
Do you think Santa wants TMZ showing up to his doorstep asking him personal questions? Give them a P.O. box. That's the only way to go.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, had a call during the break there. If you want to phone back, we'll get you here on the air, 740-383-9944. It is time for the Weird Word of the Week. So if you want to head down the hallway with me, make a right, and let's have a seat here in the classroom. I have written this week's Weird Word on the wall, which we will do that in just a moment after. We'll take a phone call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey.
Phone and back. It's actually called the Piat Castles.
Okay. I think, what did I say, Piat?
Piat, yeah. And I just read a couple of weeks ago that they sold or are selling one of them to an individual out of the family to try to get enough money to support and upkeep the other one.
Oh, okay.
So there's only going to be one of them now for the public, they believe. Or I'm not sure which one.
Okay.
Probably they sold the one that's in the poorest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Condition.
I've never got a chance to tour those.
Yeah, I've been over there. Well, we used to have a camper over there at a campground, camp a lot. That's just straight north of Zane's Field.
Okay.
And yeah, so. We spent time there and time on Mad River, Mad Mountain, Mad River Mountain up there. At the,
right.
Yeah, the lodge and stuff like that. Yeah,
okay.
It's a pretty nice area.
Yeah, so, well, that's neat. So, Piat, you said.
Right.
Okay.
The Piat Brothers.
Piat Brothers. Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks, Rick.
Hey, thanks for the information.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay, and this week's weird word is tinselry. Tinselry. T-I-N-S-E-L-R-Y. Tinselry. It's a noun. The definition of tinselry is cheap and pretentious display. A cheap and pretentious display. I guess you could say that about my Christmas decorations. No, no, my decorations are tastefully done, I think. I've got some lights outside and a little manger scene and a couple more things. I've had them up. I think we were the first in Waldo to have our outside Christmas lights up. But tinselry, the first recorded use of tinselry was in the 1820s to 1830s. So there you go. You can expand your knowledge of the English language with tinselry right there for you here on WWGH Radio. All right. Well, we're coming up to about 5 minutes away from the drawing. We're going to be drawing names for a $5 gift card to the Dollar Tree. So you can go out there and maybe get us some stocking stuffers. Yeah, that'd be good. Get stocking stuffers or buy stuff for yourself. That works too. See if we can get a phone call or two here at 740-383-9944 to get in the drawing. All you have to do is call and try to answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing. What animal likes to eat skunks? What animal likes to eat skunks? The albatross, a large seabird, can sleep while doing what? The albatross, a large seabird, can sleep while doing what? This dog breed is known for rescuing lost hikers in the deep snow of the Swiss Alps. They're actually known for rescuing lost hikers anywhere, but this dog breed is known for rescuing lost hikers. Which body part does a mouse use to keep its balance? Which body part does a mouse use to keep its balance? What does a mosquito use its antenna for? What does a mosquito use its antenna for? Which animal's brain can fit into half a tablespoon? Which animal's brain can fit into half a tablespoon? Hi, we're on the air.
The dog breed, is that St. Bernard?
Yes, it is a St. Bernard.
Yay!
How are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful.
Good, good. And who is this? And I'll get you signed up.
Sarah Burgraff.
And how do you, what was the last name again?
B-U-R-G-G-R-A-F, Burgraff.
Okay. All right, Sarah.
We
have got you signed up.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you for calling. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. We are just a few minutes away from the drawing. And let's see. Oh, it's illegal to chew gum on the public transit trains in which city? It's illegal to chew gum on the public transit trains in which city? If you know the answer to any of those, give me a call real quick, 740-383-9944. All righty, it is time for Ladies' Corner, and I have an interesting side dish for you today. It is called Cranberry Turkey Meatballs. Cranberry Turkey Meatballs. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. You'll see a picture and the recipe posted there. Here is what you need. 2 pounds of 93% fat-free ground turkey, 1 package, 6 ounces of stovetop stuffing mix for turkey, 1 1/2 teaspoons garlic powder, 1/2 cup water, 2 eggs beaten, 1 can, 14 ounces whole berry cranberry sauce, 1/2 cup Heinz chili sauce, and 1 tablespoon of mustard. And here's how to make it. Mix first 5 ingredients just until blended. Roll into 50 meatballs, about 1 inch. Combine remaining ingredients into electric pressure cooker sprayed with cooking spray. Place half the meatballs in single layer on bottom of pressure cooker, top with second layer of meatballs. Close and lock lid. Cook 8 minutes using manual high pressure cook setting. When timer goes off, press cancel. Then use quick pressure release to release steam. Remove lid. Gently stir meatballs to evenly coat meatballs with sauce. So there you go. Pressure cooker cranberry turkey meatballs. Pressure cooker cranberry turkey meatballs. That is our recipe for this week. Again, you can find that recipe by going to my Facebook page, which is Radio Nate. And search Radio Nate in Facebook, and you'll find that pop up. Okay, it is drawing time, and time to find out who our winner is. All right, we have had 6 calls today, so we appreciate that very much. And we are going to get these names over here. I have stuck them way over on the edge here, so I've got to reach over here, grab them all over, and mix them all up, and find out who our winner is. Okay. And the winner for today is Chris. Didn't get a last name on this, but Chris, you are our winner, and you can pick up this $5 gift card here at the station Wednesday through Thursday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. It'll be here in the prizes for you. And so there you go. You can pick that up. It'll be right here. We are located at the corner of Center and Prospect Street in the Ohio Health Building. Just take the elevator when you come in the lobby to the 2nd floor, and we are at the very end of the hallway. When you make a right off the elevator, you'll see the sign at the end of the hallway, and that's us. Again, you can pick that up Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And basically, anytime anybody's here at the station. I've had people come in during my show too, but the regular pickup hours are those times. So that's when you're guaranteed to have somebody here to get that card to you. So Chris, congratulations, buddy. You are our winner. Thanks to David Avery, Ernie Brees, Bob Austin, Sarah Burgraff, and Noah for giving us a call today. We do appreciate the phone calls, everybody. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to all of you. All right, Ladies Corner Part 2. Let's see if we can get these 5 grocery coupon tips in here. How to use different types of grocery coupons. Stores have different policies for how various coupons can be redeemed. By understanding the policies that are generally used by most stores, you'll be able to save money. Learn how to do coupon matchups. Matching coupons is the way couponers maximize their savings, especially with the decline of grocery stores doubling coupons. Grocery stores that double coupons, anytime we can double the face value of a coupon, it's a good thing. Thanks to visitors to coupons and bargains at about.com, we've been able to put together a list of stores around the country, so check out about.com for coupon information. The practice of stacking coupons has become a popular saving strategy for budget-conscious buyers. One of the reasons its popularity has grown is because retailers have discovered that it's an excellent way to draw customers. Combining coupons with weekly deals is a great way to save. People who practice this type of saving technique cut hundreds off their food bills. A town in Washington is celebrating the holidays as well as a new world record after lighting 797 Christmas trees at the same time. The Mason County Chamber of Commerce illuminated the 797 Christmas trees in Sheldon, Washington, to celebrate the town's history as a timber hub and a Christmas time destination. Well, it is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening to the broadcast today. We are here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 with offbeat news and trivia. Next week is our last show before Christmas. Can you believe it? So tune in next week. We'll be right back here. The good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We'll be back here in Air Chair 1 for more. My email address, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. All righty. Well, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. But all good things must come to an end. Until next week, Nate Redmond here. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.